Jessica Chesterfield is the visual arts teacher at Himba Yumba Independent School in the fast-growing city of Springfield, southwest of Brisbane. She's one of 12 educators across the country that have been recognised at the 2021 Commonwealth Bank Teaching Awards for their unwavering leadership and commitment to their students. Jessica, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, set the scene a little bit. Tell us about the school you teach at.
So I teach, as you said, at Himba Yumba Independent School. We're a relatively small school currently in Springfield. We are from prep to 12, and we are based in Indigenous culture and respects. So 85% of our jarjums, which is students, are Indigenous, and it informs a lot of what we do there.
Take us back to July 2020 when I was reading a bit about you. That was when you sort of came out of lockdown. You were back in the classroom. The vibe was a little different.
Absolutely. I think connection's a really big thing with our jarjums, with their culture, with their families, and I mean with everyone. And all of a sudden they had come from this period of disconnection. It only took a few weeks for them to lose those friendships, those routines, those places that they were used to. So they came back quite lost in a lot of ways. And although we have a beautiful group of kids, they were struggling with each other. They were struggling to interact and to make it through the day. So we realized that we had to start some new things to reconnect them. And that's where my project that I guess got me nominated, for lack of a better term, for the Teaching Awards came into being. And that was an art project that involved all of them working together to create something that was shared.
Tell us a bit more about it, Jessica. Come on, you can boast a little bit.
I can boast all day and you don't have enough time, so I've got to be a little bit restrained. But we did, the first one in the series was a rainbow serpent mural, which filled our entire front entrance because we wanted to make sure that we had something welcoming for people who came to visit. And we chose the rainbow serpent because it's a unifying dreaming across many different mobs. And that's what we were aiming for, was to bring these diverse groups of kids back together again in a way that was true to culture. So we had staff share what the rainbow serpent meant to them. We had jarjis share. And then they all worked together. And we had our year nines with our preps, showing them how to paint and what to add in.
Oh, wow.
And even to the point that when they added their footsteps, the big kids were carrying them over to the taps to wash their feet clean and all this kind of thing.
Is this documented anywhere? Can we have a look?
Yeah, absolutely. On our school's Facebook page, we have got a lot through there. By all means, Himba Yumba Independent School.
I'll put a link to that in the episode notes so people can have a look. It's something you really want to see when I hear you talk about it. Also, reading about the project, Jessica, it was interesting to hear how the success of it really changed your understanding of the role of teachers in education.
Oh, absolutely. I was entirely superfluous. You know, it seems incredible that I'm getting this award for this thing that in the end felt like it was the least amount of work I've ever had to do. I was going to say in a classroom, but we weren't in a classroom. And I think that was part of it too. So they just started leading it themselves. They started teaching each other, sharing their stories, collaborating. It was beautiful. I had this incredibly talented First Nation artist, Kylie Hill, coming in and sharing the cultural aspect as well. And I realized that that was how my kids learn. They learn together, not in competition, but in collaboration. And they learn thriving and sharing and doing and being able to see. So now my goal is to find out how I can change my curriculum to suit the way that they learn rather than trying to change our jarjums to suit the way that we want to teach.
I'm sure lots of teachers are listening to this with interest, Jessica. Finally, as a recipient of the Commonwealth Bank Teaching Awards, you'll receive a $45,000 fellowship grant that includes $10,000 towards professional development for you, as well as $25,000 to roll out a project in your school. What are you going to use it for? I'm sure you've got some ideas.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredibly generous and it just makes so many opportunities that I'm still trying to figure out exactly the avenues that I want to take. But I know that I want to use that funding to boost awareness of both Indigenous and contemporary art in our school and our community. And I want to find a way to use it to boost the cultural capabilities of our jarjums as well through their confidence in their own stories and their own journeys, as well as providing that foundation for pathways for their future. So it's quite a lot I want to do with it. And it's just
goals.
A matter of figuring out how. That's it.
Yeah.
Dream big.
Absolutely. You've got time. Dream big. I'm right on board with that. Jess, it's so nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you so much for your time.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, CommBank. For more about the Commonwealth Bank Teaching Awards, head to teachingawards.com.au.